Our speaker is Ben Bailey.
Nor is there salvation in any other, for there's no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. As we think on the things of God today, we ask the question, is there anything in a name? The passage we just read tells us that there is. Jesus is the only name by which men can be saved. And as it relates to the church, does it matter what we call the church? Can we call the church just by any name that we feel like? Or does the Bible tell us what to call the church? The Scriptures teach us the church must wear a name that glorifies the one who bought it and paid the price for it. We're to do all things by the authority of Jesus Christ. Colossians 3 verse 17, and that would include the name the church wears. If we're not to add to or take away from this book, Revelation 22, 18 and 19, then we've got to go to it to find out what the church of the Lord Jesus Christ is called. And so, what are some Bible designations for the church? In 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 1 and 2, the Apostle Paul writes to the church at Corinth and he says it is the church of God at Corinth. Whose plan is the church? Well, it's God's plan. Who sent His Son to die for the world? God did. Who paid the ultimate price? God did. And so the church belongs to God and it ought to wear His name. Paul wrote to Timothy in 1 Timothy 3, verses 14 and 15, and he said, these things I want to speak to you in essence when I come, but if I'm delayed, I write so that you may know how to conduct yourselves, listen, in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of truth. What are other biblical designations? It's the house, the household, the family of God. It is the church of the living God. God is alive and well, and it's His church. Think of the words of Hebrews 12, verses 28 and 29. It is the assembly or church of the firstborn. Who's the firstborn? Jesus is the firstborn from the dead. Romans 16, verse 16. Paul said, greet one another with a holy kiss. The churches of Christ greet you. When Jesus said, I will build my church, Matthew 16, 18, whose name should it bear? Well, if it's Jesus, and He said, I'll build my church, then it ought to wear His name. Acts 20, verse 28, Jesus purchased the church with His own blood. Thus, it is the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so we ask you to think on these things. The religious group that you're a part of, what name does it wear? Does it wear the name of some man or some doctrine or some teaching? Friend, the Bible makes it clear it ought not to wear men's names. Paul said in 1 Corinthians 1, verses 11 through 13, that it's been reported to me that there are divisions among you. Some of you say, I'm of Paul, or I'm of Cephas, or I'm of Apollos. Here's the question. Is Christ divided? Can you honestly say, I'm a Christian, I'm a member of the Lord's church, and wear some man-made name, or the name of some religious action? Friend, you don't find the names Methodist, Baptist, Catholic, Lutheran, Presbyterian, Jehovah Witness, you don't find any of those in the Scripture. If we're not to go beyond what's written, 1 Corinthians 4, verse 6, and those names are not in the Bible, then friend, it cannot be. It cannot be the church Jesus died for. And so think seriously on these things. Are you sure you're a part of the church Jesus died for? Friend, we understand the importance of names. Names carry significance. They tell us of our heritage. They tell us where we've come from and who we belong to. If the church came from God, if the church belongs to God, and if the church is one day going to live with God, then we need to be a part of the church Jesus died for. Have you obeyed the gospel? Have you heard the word? Do you believe in Jesus? Are you willing to repent of your sins? Would you make that good confession? And would you be immersed into the church? Friend, our hope and prayer today is that you will think on these things and become a part of the church Jesus died for.